Good morning, good morning. My name is Jennifer Tom.
And I'm Darlene Ripple.
And again, we are here. It's Wednesday. Sorry. It's Wednesday and I'm not joking. Because of course I'm joking because I'm excited to be here. And again, our theme, as we continue the month of June, our theme is practicing self-love. I want to say thank you so much for the tips and ideas that people give us in the DMs. We really appreciate you. Seriously, all the messages we're getting, it assures us how important practicing self-love is, right? And so how did you practice self-love this week, darling? Anything that came to you?
Okay, there was comparing. I'm just thinking, comparing. What were last week's comparing?
Facing your fears.
Facing your fears. And
you know, we've got cheat notes sometimes. Stop comparing yourself to others. Mm-hmm. Process your fears. Allow yourselves to make mistakes.
Allow yourself.
How could you forget that? So did you use any of those this last week?
Kind of facing my fears. I worked on actually processing a little bit about why I had fear of doing things. And when I go through, I have fear when I get that fear coming up. If I calm down, if I do some prayers, calm myself, look at that fear, then when I went out to do something, I was more at peace about it. And then I could respond in a better way. Usually I'm really anxious. So if I have an event, I can be very anxious because I want everything to turn out properly and I'm trying to control everything. But this time we had an event and I was able just to calm down. It was okay if it didn't turn out perfect. But I was way more relaxed and the event went way better.
I love that so much. It's processing our fears because we face those every single day. Something will happen where we have to process our fears. Where I like the quote of doing it scared. So when we started with the horse connection, here we go again about horse connection, is I was scared of horses and I needed to process that pain. Where is that? I mean, process the fear. Where is it coming from? Anyway, thank you, darling, for sharing that. I thought we could just recap and see, because these tips that we give you every day about achieving self-care, as you practice and we are practicing it, and would love to hear from you. What other tips do you have in achieving self-love? Okay, so today's topic is, why is self-love so important and how is it related to grief?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. And I love, I have to share, you know, here we share, we don't prepare or anything. However, I love how my friend, mentor, my partner, how she thinks. Like, Darlene, how you process and how you convey your wisdom to us, to me and others. I really admire that, and especially when it comes to grief. And I'm excited to hear your thoughts on why is self-love so important in relationship to grief, though?
Well, grief really is about our feelings and how we take care of ourselves and others and how we respond to when events happen in our lives. So the importance of self-love, what happens a lot is we have this big loss. We have all these feelings, but if we don't have that value for ourselves or caring for others, we usually just bury what we're feeling. And a lot of times it's because we want to help other people. We don't want to make other people sad with our feelings. How many times have I heard, I have to be strong for other people. I have to be happy, because if I'm not happy, if I show my to emotions that I'm sad, then that will make them sad. And this is a huge thing in grief. So we bury ourselves and our feelings, and then we try to take care of others. Like we talked about, taking care of others better than we take care of ourselves. And that often leads to unresolved grief or complicated grief because we aren't processing our own grief. And when we have uncomplicated grief, we get stuck. We get, often we withdraw from people. Often we're angry, and so we lash out at people. Often all those negative behaviors we were talking about last week, right, come out because we haven't had compassion enough to care about ourselves and deal with ourselves and our grief. And grief is so unique. It's about ourselves. It's about how we related to that loss event, how we related to that person. And so we can't grieve by helping other people grieve, or we can't grieve because of someone else's relationship with that person. We have to grieve because of our own unique relationship with that person and or that whatever we've lost, and we can't do that unless we care about ourselves and have that compassion for ourselves.
That is so good. And you know, we just want to remind our friends and viewers, if you haven't gotten a copy of When Flowers Aren't Enough, that's our background, there's actually page 25. Mm-hmm. It talks about that and about that, the harmful behavior that happens, so complicated grief. So for example, just page 25, it says the extreme symptoms, right? Like we have so much extreme agitation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. All is upset, right? Mm-hmm. And that's because of no self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a, and that's what Darlene is saying. Mm-hmm. And there's another one here is called, that says intrusive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Or intense sensitivity to situations and experiences that would not usually trigger you.
Yeah, so we are so triggered when we don't take care of ourselves. And that's where our negative behavior often comes, because we are triggered and we respond or we react to something that's overreaction, and that actually then creates tension in our relationships and how people respond to us. We're not compassionate to other people.
Yes. So again, Grief Cafe is where we share about lessons learned through life and loss, and choosing the theme for this month about self-love, and also having those triggers, the negative behavior or maybe negative responses, they're in our book.
Mm-hmm.
So please grab a book.
Mm-hmm.
And you can grab it online or on our website or call us, because I believe every information is useful.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we are in that, when we are grieving, mm-hmm. when you're feeling stuck, when you're not living fully, and sometimes we go through seasons where you ask, why am I so agitated?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And as you read our book and as we share here, you find there's something, maybe self-love is a lacking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the importance is, so what happens when we do experience, when we do have compassion on ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
How do we respond? And how do you respond when you've done your grief work, you've cared about yourself? How then, what difference has that made in your life?
Yes, then, you know, like last week we talked about how it improves relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It improves how we feel as being.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we all have a gift to offer the world.
Mm-hmm.
However, sometimes we don't have self-love. We're not dealing with those agitation and all those things. And then we resign.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't share the gift that we are supposed to be. So we are supposed to share with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes back full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have that self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't even show up for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We can't show up for our families.
Mm-hmm.
We can show up in our community. And, you know, I'm going to say it, but it's there. I actually cringe when I hear this. And when they say, where you can find the most amazing wisdom is at the cemetery.
Mm.
Because people stop sharing that gift and they die with it
with
the person. And that's why we do this work, because how sad is that? Let's say we have a gift, we have a calling to share with you. However, we're not practicing self-love, so we resign and think nobody understands. And we all know we at one day our time we're gonna die, and then we take to the cemetery. And that's the point about all the wisdom is in the cemetery. That breaks my heart so much. And it stems from no self-love to harmful behavior to not showing up and sharing the gift that you have in you, that's God-given, because we all have it. It doesn't matter who you are. You have something to share in the world. And sometimes we don't share because we feel, oh, okay, comparing. She's better. I can't do what she's doing. Or she's so smart. You know, and then you don't share.
Yeah, because you've minimized your
gifts. Right. Oh, I love this so much. Anyway, it's a... Again, remember, we don't practice here, but that just came to me, and I'm like, yes, that's why we need this. Even Darlene, as you are sharing now, it affects grief, and then we don't. Anyway, I hope it makes sense. And if it doesn't, the people who learn better by reading, it's here.
Yeah.
It's in our book. Grab a book. So thank you, Darlene, for making it full circle. And we have shared here a lot of times that we are all 100% grievers. And so us having a calling to share grief resources because we see it.
And we know the value, right, of people. We've done it ourselves and going through the process and seeing people who do take care of themselves, who do work through this, and it changes their life. It gives them life. They perk up. You can see life in their eyes again. They don't have to be living in that grave, right? They can rise up and be who they've called and impact the world, right? Impact others around them.
Yes. Well, that's a wrap. It's been so good. Please tell us your thoughts. Tell us how are you achieving your self-love, and share with us about tips. And as I promised, for the month of June, we'll be giving tips. And my tip for today, I'm just gonna give one today, is don't be afraid to let go of toxic people.
Wow.
Don't be afraid. Any comment on that?
Wow, that's a big one. That could take a whole nother podcast.
We could totally do another one. So to be continued, but also we actually going to do that. We're going to talk about that, because sometimes it's even the people who you surround yourself, especially when you're on this where you're looking for self-love, you need to be around people who are almost doing the same thing to rise up. That doesn't mean we get rid of them and never see them again. However, when you're doing this month of June of self-love, maybe avoid them a little bit to just get through, because we all have it. We are growing, we're learning. And I said, I'll give two. Trust yourself to make good decisions for yourself. Trust yourself to make good decisions for yourself. Because so you make the decision that, okay, this month, just this month, it's 30 days, I'm gonna surround myself with this kind of people. I'm going to take care of the tips. I will not rate. Just trust yourself to make good decisions, because that's how we're going to achieve self-love this month. Because we're on a mission here.
Yeah.
It's June. We need self-love. So until next Wednesday, thank you so much for sharing our information. Please text, DM us, share our information. And until next Wednesday, please connect with us. And remember to practice self-love.